This call is being recorded.
So, hey, welcome to our call this evening. I'm so excited about having everybody here. We have some TAFI leaders on the call. We have people here from Montreal and from Manitoba, from Dawson Creek, from Penticton, Kelowna, Vancouver. We have a wide variety of great people on the call. And if you've just joined us, I just want to say welcome. I want to say thank you to those who have invited someone else to be on the call this evening. And I have an agenda. I am going to talk about my presentation for this evening is what is it that makes the body temperature go below its normal 98.6 degrees. And then I will talk about cancer and all disease conditions in terms of five pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. And I want everyone to know, in my world, there is no such thing as cancer. There is only injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. And this applies to all diseased conditions. We think differently here. And there's nothing more than I want is for others to think differently so they can follow the laws of nature and take on their own health successfully. I just want to say that I'm an author of a book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which has sold over 5,000 copies, and that's a couple of years ago. And that book houses about 60 cancer success stories, and we have a whole lot more. We have now hundreds of them throughout Canada and the United States, coming from people who have understood cancer and have taken on the responsibility of addressing inflammation, of addressing infection using PAPA, of cleaning the blood, of nourishing their body. And I am also going to talk about body temperature, then I'm going to move into cancer, and we'll also hear from Michael this evening, who is a grad and a TAFI leader out there from Vancouver. So good evening, everyone, and I want to start this way. The average American, and I can say Canadian, drinks over 50 gallons of pop every year, and one can of pop contains about 11 teaspoons of sugar. So think about this. This is about 122 cups of sugar, not pop, but sugar, a year. And even more people drink diet pop, which contains aspartame. That's horribly bad for you. The laws of nature say that sugary pop and aspartame do not provide you with the energy needed for healthy cell repair and therefore for good health. About 90% of the food consumed is processed food, devoid of any true nutritional value. It's food grown in soil that's devoid of vital microbes, minerals, vital nutrients. And again, it's the law of nature that soils must be rich in essential nutrients to grow healthy, nutritious plants to feed our body. Most vitamins in processed foods are simply synthetic vitamins. I recall Dr. McLaughlin explaining the difference to me between synthetic vitamins and natural vitamins from real foods. And he simply stated, there is a different molecular spin in synthetic vitamins as opposed to natural vitamins. Now, how many times have I heard this statement, and how many times have you heard this statement? I have been gluten-free, sugar-free, eating only organic for the last 2 years, so why am I unhealthy? Well, think about this. Perhaps the previous past 30 years or so, you might have lived on junk food, pop, the standard American diet, used toxic deodorants, toxic detergents, fabric softeners, toxic skincare products, toxic toothpaste with fluoride. Then you were sick and you took antibiotics and all kinds of drugs and put vaccinations into your body. How many of you claim to have a healthy lifestyle? while ignoring the poisons you are exposing your body to on a daily basis? How many of you claim to have a healthy lifestyle, but you are not aware that your foods, even though they are organic, do not contain enough minerals and nutrients to sustain life, let alone fight a diseased condition for you? Just a note of interest here. In a research done by the Price-Pottinger Foundation, it takes three generations of perfect diet to undo the profound health problems seen in the offspring of one generation of lab animals that were fed the standard American diet. Now, I am not saying that it will take you three generations to build up your progenitor genetic health status, but I am saying that if you ignore the words of warning on this day and put off the taking of high-dense nutrition, which you can get from Nature's Sunshine, you are then taking the risk of becoming one of Health Canada's statistics. And recently, Health Canada has stated that one in two people are being diagnosed with cancer. I hope you also notice that Health Canada is certainly not telling us how we can prevent getting cancer, how we can overcome getting cancer. I hope you also notice that there is no authority in the health industry of our society that's telling you to up your nutritional game. And so the first thing I am going to say is that every cancer success story that I have worked with took high dense of nutritious superfoods in a smoothie that tasted really good. They did this twice a day, and that smoothie included all the colors and nutrients required to raise body temperature for healthy cell repair. So let's just mention these high-dense superfoods and their colors. Red, for the nervous system, for the glandular system, for heart, and that's Mineral Chi Tonic, which provides your stem cells all the essential minerals and tonic herbs to feed the glands, which control the hormones and which control body temperature. Yellow feeds the lymphatic system. The color of the superfood is flax lignans. One scoop of flax lignans is equivalent to 2 gallons of flaxseed. In other words, it takes 2 gallons of flaxseed to extract the most important lignans. And lignans are used to bind toxic xenoestrogens that actually come from candida. White. White is Collagen Plus powder. It's a collagen powder that builds inner membranes and inner tissues. Blue is Zambrosa, which is a powerful antioxidant full of phytonutrients. And in the blue color, we also add water. You are 78% water, and none of you is pop. I guarantee it. Color green is Green Zone. It's way more nutritious and way more economical than any kind of vegetable juices. As you know, grocery store-bought organic vegetables do not give you enough minerals and nutrients to sustain good health. And finally, I add healthy salt, Himalayan salt, which is pink, or gray salt, specifically for your lymphatic system. Your lymphatic system is salt water, which is needed for cleansing purposes. And it is the law of nature that states your body is created to repair and heal itself if you, in fact, feed your body and give your body high-dense nutrition in high enough quantities for a long enough period of time. I have taken high-dense nutritious superfood smoothies for over 30 years of my life. I don't have cancer, but this is how I prevent it, and I don't plan to quit. A note of interest, Dr. J, who will be one of our speakers at the Nature Sunshine Convention, took 4 years of high dense nutrition and PAPA to overcome his bladder cancer. But did he quit after overcoming cancer? No, he did not. The last time I saw him, and it was this past summer on our Nature Sunshine cruise, he was still drinking 2 smoothies a day. The big problem today is understanding that being symptom-free is no indication of your health status. You may be jogging and exercising every day, eating organic foods, but unknowingly your inner health may be deteriorating. How can you find out your health status? This is where your body temperature comes into play. You can go to any pharmacy and buy a simple thermometer and take your temperature first thing in the morning before you do any type of serious movement, before exercising, walking, and so on. As you well know, exercise increases your body temperature, and so that's one reason that exercise is so much needed in your life. However, the key to body temperature is to keep your body temperature as close to 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius, as close to that number as you can during the entire night when your energy is being used for repair purposes. So that's about 7 or 8 hours of your day. The significance of the body temperature first thing in the morning is a way to determine your overall health in a very simple, safe, self-reliant way. In this way, you can detect problems long before they become serious. Yearly checkups and blood tests are obviously not the best way to determine health problems. And what do you need to do to raise your body temperature? You will find that the majority of the people have low body temperature. You are probably one of them. What do you need to do? You need to eat the right foods and drink 2 smoothies a day and take lots of good fats to build up your cholesterol. Dr. Jernigan says this: if you drive down your cholesterol inappropriately, meaning taking statin drugs, you will totally throw your overall health in the toilet. Cholesterol is not the enemy. Next one, you need to exercise every day in fresh air. You need to cleanse your blood. Last week, I talked about the oral chelation program. And if you'd like to know more about it, you can go to my site, donnaroth.com, to view it. That's donnaroth.com, to learn about the oral chelation program for cleaning out heavy metals, sticky triglycerides, metabolic waste, to just absolutely clean the bloodstream so that the blood can circulate, and once the blood circulates, the body temperature goes up efficiently. When the body temperature goes up, the blood circulates, that means the oxygen is moving to the areas of the body that need to be repaired. Next one, stop eating grains which contain lectins. And then lectins and grains cause inflammation, and they cause leaky gut, and they make the blood sticky and heavy. And grains contain phytates, known to deplete many of your minerals. Stop using toxic cleaning products that are mutagenic. You can use Nature's Concentrate, which is an all-purpose cleaning soap. You can use that one for bathing. For shampoo, it's a liquid soap, it's concentrated, and you simply have to add water to it so you can dilute it. You can add Nature's Fresh Enzyme Spray to your laundry. You can spray enzyme spray even on your skin and your spine for skin and spine health. It's not just a healthy deodorizer, it is a healthy enzyme spray that your body can absorb and use for healthy cell replication. So I want to give you a tea tree oil shampoo recipe at this time. So you need about 1 inch of Nature's Concentrate in an empty bottle, fill it up with pure water and add about 15 drops of tea tree oil. Voila, you've got a wonderful toxic-free shampoo. Next one, stop using toxic skincare products. Use Podarco lotion instead. Podarco lotion is anti-yeast and so very soothing and healing to the skin. You can also use Netrea hand and body lotion for chapped hands. You can use silver gel as a toner for your skin and add Podarco lotion, which is what I do for healthy skin. And stop using toxic toothpaste. We usually use toothpaste twice a day. You can actually make your own. So I'm giving you a recipe. You need coconut oil, about 2 tablespoons. Baking soda, about 1 tablespoon. About 1/2 tablespoon of xylitol for your sweetener. A teaspoon of essential liquid minerals. A teaspoon of black walnut extract. About 10 drops of peppermint oil and about 5 drops of lemon oil, and you have a healthy toothpaste. Then we need to move into addressing the sources of personal inflammation. And I just want to say, unless you address the sources, meaning those areas, finding out where the poison is coming from, you will never be able to address your own health problem. And you probably will never learn what your own personal sources of inflammation are unless you take taffy. This is kind of where you need a personal trainer or a leader or a coach who can guide you and direct you to detect your sources of inflammation. But you learn them in taffy, and you'll learn what you need to address. Not just learn them, but actually take them on and become self-reliant in your own personal health. So this is where I'm just going to turn the time over a short time to Michael. I've asked Michael to give us an overview of taffy and what he thinks of taffy, and he's a taffy leader from Vancouver. Michael, are you there?
I am.
Hey, if you could do that for me. Thank you, Michael. Yeah. Go ahead, please.
So I did the taffy program in 2016. Actually, it was the end of 2015 and the beginning of 2016. And it's an experiential program. You do a lot of things that Donna's talking about to make a difference for your own health. And what it gave me and what it gives people is an understanding of how to actually create your body in a way that is designed to function with the products that are available and the cleanses that we do, such that your body begins to work the way it's designed without having the impediments that we put into it take them away, like grains and all the things that are available to nourish your body through Nature Sunshine products. What it really provided me was actually an understanding that gave me the power to actually do what was necessary. And it's really all common sense. Addressing inflammation, I had sinusitis, and I had taken antibiotics over a 3-month period, did nothing to them. It cleared that up. I actually had root canal teeth that were infected and causing inflammation. And I heard about this about 5 years after I had the root canals done. And he said, oh, that's kind of normal. What happens, your body can deal with that. I was dealing with cancer in my body, and any source of inflammation eats up whatever is available for your body to heal, so that when you take that away, you can actually mitigate and disappear cancer or any other ailment. Because the body is designed to heal itself, and working with healing your gut and taking out the inflammation through proper nutrition is really the fundamental nature of what healing is about. So your immune system can get kicked into high gear using the lymphatic system and the products that boost it, such that it really moves through. Taking my daily body temperature, I started out at about 35.78. Fluctuated to the highest I usually got was 36.25. Now my body temperature ranges between 36.35 and 37 or just a little bit above. And I know that when I have something going on in my body temperature goes up. But if I'm really sick and I'm not eating well, which I don't, doesn't happen anymore, my body temperature goes down and needs more energy. So feeding my body correctly has made a big difference. And I got the education on how to do that and what does work. And it's really common sense. So it's an understanding of what you don't know, you don't know. And what you're blind to, and we are woefully blind and actually deceived. And when you can make sense out of what it is that actually needs to happen in your body and do something about it, that's what TAFI is about. And it's a very empowering program.
Thank you, Michael. And I am hearing some feedback from somebody's somebody's telephone that kind of interferes. So if you happen to have some noises in the background, press the mute button on your keypad, your telephone keypad. If you would please do that, I would so much appreciate it. And I want to thank Michael for his input so that you start to understand that with TAFI, you become self-reliant. It's like you get it. And it's so empowering, as it was for Michael. That's why he became a TAFI leader. That's why Tina has become a TAFI leader. She's on the call this evening. Many of us on the call this evening are TAFI grads for that reason. I just want to explain TAFI briefly. TAFI is an acronym that stands for Taking Action for Your Health. It is done via teleconference call. We dial in 5 minutes early, and then the entire TAFI lesson is structured for 15 minutes each day for a period of 5 days a week, and it takes 2 months to complete it. It takes about 2 months to complete it. It's empowering. It will teach you what you need to know to responsibly take on the health of your own body through nutrition and through addressing inflammation, knowing how to deal with elimination organs. And in TAFI, we do the bowel cleanse. We do a kidney flush. We do a liver cleanse. And at the end, you can do a gallbladder flush. You get the instructions. You can then take on the oral chelation program because that you learn in TAFI. And we are in the process of setting up TAFI classes or TAFI, organizing new TAFI teams. And so please communicate with me or with Michael if you happen to be one of Michael's people. Communicate with Tina. She does TAFI out in the Manitoba area. And let's get this movement going. Having said that, I want to now move into cancer. I want us to define cancer so we understand what it is. If we know what it is, we can then take it on. If we know cancer, we then know any other or all other diseased degenerative conditions. Cancer, what is it? It's an out-of-control mutated cell replication that happens and starts with an injury. The repair of that injury is not made due to an oxygen and nutritional deficiency. And the cell walls in that toxic injured area of inflammation becomes mutated by a fungal infection in a low oxygen environment. So let's take this definition apart. For cancer to occur, there's number one, an injury. How do I know there is that cancer starts from an injury? Because cells replicate in cancer. And one thing we all need to know is cells don't randomly replicate. They replicate for a reason. They replicate to repair an injury. That's documented by Dr. McDougall, who said this: cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. Cells only divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair that wound, end of quote. In other words, cells follow the laws of nature. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. The stem cells are responsible for cell replication. they need to have all their building blocks, all those required nutrients in place, and if they're not there, they cannot do their job of healthy cell replication. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. When the oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells simply cannot take place. Number four, for cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out the toxic debris that's causing the inflammation and preventing the oxygen and nutrients moving into that injured area. And number five, for cancer to occur, there is an infection. That toxic debris accumulation then leads to a fungal infection when the oxygen levels drop to below 35%. So when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, be it externally or internally, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. I want us all to see there is a connection between cancer, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, infertility, obesity, and even go further, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, whatever the name of that disease is. Let's move into understanding injury. The fact that cancer started from an injury was well known and even taught in medical universities as far back as 1903. How do I know that? I have a copy of a medical textbook of general pathology by Dr. Ziegler, 1903. And in that book, bingo, there it is, the causes of the tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation, such as rubbing and scratches. So injury starts from physical injuries, a fall, an accident, a blow, but it also can start from exploratory surgeries. Think about that. Or an infected organ can rupture internally and cause an injury. A kidney stone can injure urethra. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms cause injuries to the breast. Biopsies cause injury. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Chemotherapy cause chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Taking drugs of various kinds cause gut permeability, leaky gut, and injuries to the stomach walls and internal vulnerable organs. Lectins found in present-day grains cause inflammation, leaky gut, and injuries. Phytates found in present-day grains deplete vitamin D3 and remove and bind many minerals. Toxic debris can invite viruses. So think of a virus in the cervix, a toxic accumulation in the cervix. That can invite the human papillomavirus to cause an injury. No vaccination will cure that kind of virus. That virus lives on toxic debris internally. Toxic debris can also invite infections such as hepatitis in the liver. That injury could also come from a nutritional deficiency. When the cell membrane loses its integrity and cracks, it can crack inside as the skin can crack on the outside when it is dry, which is usually a sign of omega-3 deficiency. In my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, there is a scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941 where scientists analyzed nutrient values of different foods, and they repeated the analysis of the same type of foods that were grown in soils of 1991. This information is alarming. We need to get this. Broccoli in 1991 had 75% less calcium. Fruits of all kinds in 1991 had 27% less zinc. Spinach had 60% less iron, and there is a whole list in my book. And there is a bottom line that says you would have to eat 10 tomatoes today to get the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. I hope you see that picture. So way back there in the 1860s, even Antoine Bichamp, a scientist who studied alongside Pasteur, stated that a deficiency of even one mineral, one, that's it, one, will allow morbid waste matter to accumulate. Fast forward to 1970s, Dr. Linus Pauling, who was the father of vitamin C, said this: you can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency. Think about that. Of course, mineral deficiencies can cause an injury internally to one of our vulnerable, weak organs. A lack of omega-3 fatty acids reduces the amount of oxygen getting into the cells, and thereby that can cause an injury to the cell walls as well. There was a study done with a certain breed of cats that were induced with cancer. And this breed of cats were fed a high amount of omega-3 oils and iron. Interestingly enough, the oxidation process was so rapid that the cancer cells were exploding and the cancerous tumors simply shrank to nothing. I want to move into the discussion of drinking alkaline water or ingesting baking soda. The stomach secretes hydrochloric acid needed to digest meat and convert them to amino acids. Not just meats, but to digest proteins and convert them into their amino acid components. The stomach secretes acid. So hold on to that acid word. And now we turn around and feed our body with alkaline water, baking soda, or whatever alkalizes, and you could start to see eventually that it neutralizes the hydrochloric acid of the stomach with the consequence of inadequate amino acids. Dr. Huldah Clark showed documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer case. Again, it's laws of nature that says if there's a toxic accumulation of debris, waste debris, internally somewhere, that will invite parasites. So think of the prostate might be a vulnerable area for toxic accumulation, probably of candida. Okay, now I'm hearing some background noise. If you could please mute out, I don't know where that's coming from. But the background noise, I find interferes. So if there's background noise in your house, if you could please press the mute button on your keypad. Okay, I can't seem to find it on my screen. Okay. Here we go. Who is it? Okay, who is that? Hello? Okay, please press the mute button, okay? Hello? Okay, thank you. I want to move on about the prostate. The prostate can be a particularly vulnerable area for an accumulation of candida that can invite parasite infestation. And think about that parasite. It starts to eat away at this toxic debris and weakens the membrane, just like the worm eats through a leaf of a plant and causes a hole in that plant. I want to move to Dr. Versandal, Simoncini, and Lustig, who stated that the cancer injury was caused by candida yeast in the body. Candida yeast is fed by sugar, starches, our use of antibiotics, various drugs. Candida grows a tendril structure, a root structure, that pokes holes in the gut membrane and causes leaky gut. It then escapes into the bloodstream, where it makes the blood sticky and heavy and impedes with oxygen and nutrient flow. Candida also produces aminoestrogens.
Donna, I can't really understand you with that background noise.
Yeah, I don't know where it is coming from. Hello, if you haven't, would everybody please mute? You know, let me just see what happens here. Hello, would you please mute your I'm afraid to mute everyone. If I mute everyone, sometimes they drop the call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to try it, okay? Hang on. Okay, everyone will be notified that they have been muted. Callers can unmute themselves by pressing ** on their phones. And I can unmute the participants as well, okay? All right, let's just see what happens here. I want to talk about candida. Candida produces xenoestrogens that are known to feed cancer in a laboratory setting. Xenoestrogens are known to destroy the function of the thyroid gland.
She lost her son this year to cancer.
Okay, just a minute. Hello? Can you please mute out?
She's in Hawaii and has four kids.
Okay, can you please push the mute button on your keypad? Okay, thank you. I want to talk about, okay, we're going to continue here. Xenoestrogens destroy the function of the thyroid. They destroy metabolism. They impede with iodine sources necessary for radiation absorption. Xenoestrogens scramble all the hormones, and they're the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility, and xenoestrogens lower body temperature. False estrogen from candida can also weaken collagen production, and that collagen is needed for strong membranes and tissues. Dr. Bernice Eddy in the 1950s discovered vaccines to be a direct contributing factor to cancer. She was a laboratory scientist, and she injected hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured and discovered that all of these hamsters got various cancers and tumors. She reported this finding to her colleagues and warned them if they were to institute the vaccine program into our society, we would have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer. Recently, Health Canada announced 1 in 2 people are being diagnosed with cancer. Sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Think about it. If it can rob enough calcium and minerals from your teeth to cause cavities, that's in your teeth. Think about what it's doing to your internal organs. In 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in a sugar warehouse get cancer. He repeated this observation in a laboratory setting, and he received a Nobel Prize for his findings because he said, sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Injury can also come from toxic heavy metals and chemicals, such as mercury from fillings in our teeth, heavy metals in all vaccination shots, aluminum in vaccines, mercury in vaccines. These toxic metals get into the bloodstream. They make the blood sticky and heavy. This leads to inflammation and impedes blood circulation. Dr. Hamer stated that injury comes from strong negative emotions such as anger, unforgiveness, depression, and hatred. That causes an overload of acids, and those acids eat away at membranes of internal organs, thereby causing an injury. The fact is that cancer starts from an injury and requires a whole framework of nutrition in order to repair and heal that injury. What happens when there's an injury? Whenever there's an injury, the brain sends a message to the injured area called current of injury, and that message sets up an ionic field. It's like an electromagnetic field that triggers the stem cells into action. The purpose of the stem cells in every organ and gland in your body is cell replication, to repair injuries. And healthy cell replication requires fundamental building blocks. It requires minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Now, if all of these building blocks are present in your body in abundance, then the stem cells are happy, and healthy cell replication can readily take place to repair the injured membrane. At the point that the membrane injury is repaired, the whole process of replication stops. The stem cells go to rest. The current of injury from the brain to the injured area stops. However, imagine if one of those building blocks, if minerals are missing, then healthy cell replication cannot take place, and that current of injury continues. So one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding the body plenty of minerals and essential nutrients. At this point, I think I want to mention marijuana. I think I want to mention it just briefly. Think about what marijuana does. It slows down your brain capacity. Therefore, it would be slowing down the message from the brain to the injured area. And I'm going to quote Dr. Norman Shealy. I am not impressed by all the hype about pot, medical or otherwise. There are 100 different mood-altering compounds in marijuana, and no certainty about what you are getting. What you get most if you indulge significantly is a slow chemical frontal lobotomy and a very weak immune system. End of quote, and that's Dr. Norman Shealy. I want to move into inflammation. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I've already mentioned how candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins cause leaky gut escape into the bloodstream. Lectins were very well researched by Dr. Cordain and Dr. Freed. Lectins cannot be digested. This is one thing we need to know, and they're found in present-day grains. So all of this unwanted residue gets into the bloodstream, making the blood sticky and heavy, which puts a stressful weight impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. Such a weight on the capillary walls causes the tiny holes in the capillary walls to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of these toxic lectins, undigested food particles, heavy metals, candida, and so on, to move from the blood and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. Now, the blood has blood plasma proteins that are essential for transport of oxygen and nutrients to the various cells and tissues. Those blood plasma proteins also leak out from the blood, and they will attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now we have an accumulation of trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all this various toxins in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. That creates a swelling. This is the first process of inflammation. Now, that's not even a problem if you have a healthy lymphatic system. The lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back into the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves, which are near the neck area. And the lymph, which is the salty, watery part of the lymphatic system, will take the excess sodium and some of those toxins. Some of them they neutralize, and others they dump out through our natural elimination channels, which are the liver, the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. Now start to imagine what happens to that poor lymphatic system when it becomes overloaded from our use of foods, toxic foods, drugs, toxic emotions, stress, mercury fillings in teeth, heavy metals, vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemicals. That poor lymphatic system will start to malfunction. And so you will have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins, and over a period of time, this builds up to a chronic inflammation, where now essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. And here's a point of interest. It was Dr. McDougall that was Steve Jobs' doctor. He was able to calculate mathematically that Steve Jobs' pancreatic cancer started when he was 25 years old. Steve Jobs died in his 50s. Can you now see that that congestion, that inflammation, takes many years before you are diagnosed with cancer? And what does inflammation do? It stops oxygen from reaching the injured area. It stops the process of oxidation. And it was Dr. Otto Warburg, a Nobel Prize winner in 1931, who discovered that when oxygen levels to that injured area drop to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. And if now there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, then oxidation flips into fermentation, which is fed by sugar, and the fermentation process produces ammonia and acid. So now you have an accumulation of toxic debris, ammonia, and acid. This is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, fungus. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, it genetically defects the cells as they replicate, or it mutates the cells as they replicate. Genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects. It's the fungus that causes that genetic mutation of the cell to take place. Cancer is not a genetic illness. You may have a weakened inherent or an inherent weak organ, but you do not have a gene that causes cancer. So when the fungus integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication and it mutates the cells, we now have a replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury. That's the law of nature. And therefore, that current of injury continues with a continuous replication of mutated cells, which we call cancer. So now we understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth that happens when there is an injury. And the repair of that injury is not happening due to a nutritional deficiency and an oxygen deficiency and a fungal infection is taking place in that toxic debris. We can prevent cancer from happening or reverse the whole process. So what do we do? Stop feeding the cancer. Eliminate sugars, yeast products, grains, starches. Don't eat them. There's lots to eat. We eat the right foods here. We eat grass-fed meats, fish, lamb, buffalo, eggs, all kinds of vegetables, walnuts, almonds, pecans, hazelnuts, all kinds of seeds, berries. And on top of that, we make 2 to 3 smoothies a day. We don't need to be using the Vitamix juicer to do this. And it's way more economical to buy the superfoods from Nature Sunshine than it is to buy that whole whack of vegetables that you would need to do from a grocery store. And you don't know the nutrient value of those foods. In Nature Sunshine, these are all quality controlled. So what do we put into our smoothies? I repeat, Chinese Mineral Chi Tonic, Collagen Plus, Green Zone. You can add aloe vera juice, Zambrosa, Solstic Energy, and add water and berries of your choice. You can add seeds of your choice. And this smoothie tastes delicious. Then it's important to take a super omega-3 to make the cells pliable so oxygen can move in, toxins move out. It's important to take vitamin D3 to replace the D3 that's lost by toxic phytates found in present-day grains. Then we move into inflammation and we address inflammation. And this is what we do to address inflammation. Take flax hull lignans to bind toxic xenoestrogens. We take cat's claw combination, and that opens up that lymphatic system so that those poisons can move through your body out through the elimination channels. We take colostrum on an empty stomach to bind toxic lectins. Isn't this cool to know this? We take protease plus enzymes on an empty stomach that will go into the blood and digest the undigested food particles that are there from leaky gut. Not only that, this is a designer enzyme that is scientifically known to break up the outer protein coating of cancer cells and tumors. Then we need to address the sources of the inflammation. Unless you know the sources of your inflammation, you will have a hard time overcoming your disease condition. This is where you either do TAFI or you do a consultation with Donna Roth. And my information is on my site, donnaroth.com. We want to increase circulation. This is where we use MC. That's a tablet, the most incredible oral chelation tablet I've ever witnessed. It cleans out heavy metals, lead, iron, mercury, aluminum. It cleans out metabolic waste from your bloodstream. It cleans out toxic triglycerides. Therefore, it increases blood circulation. It increases oxygen and nutrient flow. And it increases body temperature. Dr. Jernigan said this, cells degenerate and die in direct proportion to the depletion of oxygen. Then we move into activating the elimination channels. This is where I like that combination called body detox. It used to be called all cell detox. It's now body detox, a herbal combination that helps the kidneys, the bowels, the liver, to detoxify debris, more efficiently. Or you can just use LBS 2 to increase bowel and liver activity. Then we address the cancer fungal infection, because cancer is a fungal infection. So we use antifungal herbs. One of them is pawpaw. Dr. McLaughlin studied pawpaw for over 20 years. Pawpaw grows in eastern United States. It's a tree, and the twigs and leaves are picked in the month of May. They're pulverized, and an active ingredient called acetogenins is extracted. Dr. McLaughlin studied pawpaw for over 20 years and found it to be almost a million times stronger than adriamycin chemotherapy. I repeat, a million times stronger. Pawpaw inhibits sugar from reaching the cancer cells. It inhibits and cuts off the growth of the blood vessels that search out the sugar to feed the cancer cells. Pawpaw cleans out candida, destroys fungus, and gets right into the cancer cells and causes cancer cell apoptosis or cancer cell death. And finally, we want to increase stem cell production. The more stem cells we have, the sooner healthy cell replication can take place. And we can do that by using astragalus, and that's found in capsules. It's also found in small amounts in cat's claw combination and also in mineral chi tonic. Or we can use Silver Guard. That's what it's called now, Silver Guard. And Dr. Becker, in his research findings, proved that silver in its ionic form can increase the production of healthy stem cells in the bloodstream. We have had many success stories that have used this program and are cancer-free today. I mentioned Dr. J. He's one of them. Many of those people are on my site, DonnaRoth.com, or in my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. And I hope that the information that I have provided you, which follows the laws of nature, will inspire you to incorporate some of the superfoods in your own personal diet for cancer prevention, for all other disease prevention or disease condition prevention, and perhaps you'll be inspired to share this information with your family and friends. If you know someone diagnosed with a serious degenerative disease condition, please share this with them. I'm going to push the recording button off, and we'll open it up to questions and answers. Just give me a second.